We're in the middle of explaining the pasuk of Atu Hashem Lekim. So last week we explained the pshat in the pasuk. This week, I just want to add that why is it that Nehemiah is saying this over here, and why is it that we say this pasuk daily? So the Yairus explains, because as we said last week, this is when Klal Yisrael was coming up from its galus and rebuilding the second base of Mikdash, and the Goyim were attacking them. So Nehemiah was telling them that there's a Gzardin and Klal Yisrael, but we know Shloish Dvarim, the Makri and Gzardin and Shal Adam, as Chazal tell us, Shini Shem, Shini Mokim, and Shini Ma'isa. So he told them, Avram Avinu, when he was Avram, there was a Gzardin of Ra on him that he couldn't have children. Avram in the mother, Avram Moilit. But the Hashem made for him three Shinuyim. He was Meshanish Shmoy from Avram to Avraham. He took him out of Urkazdim. That was the Shini Makoy. And all came, the reason Hashem did it was because it was a Shini Ma'isa, that Hashem was Makar as Bairoi, different than the rest of the world, different than he was born. And these three things caused that he had a Shini Mazel, and he had a different Gzardin, that he was able to have children. So too told Nehemiah that now you're coming up from Galus, you have a Shini Makim, if you're going to be Shabram Aseichem like you were Makabal on yourselves, and he was davening to Hashem, that this Kabbalah that Klal Yisrael made, and he was saying it aloud to be a reminder to Klal Yisrael, this will cause that you should, if you have a Shini Makim and you're Meshavim, you're Ma'isim, it will cause also that you don't have a Shini Shem. Im Kabbalah, 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 Gzardin on them, they'll have a different mazel, a different din, because they'll have these three shenuyim, which take away the bad gzardin of a person. And says the Yavid, so too we say it daily, to remind ourselves this, that if we are made to vardrachim, we'll also have a shenuy, the toiv, because Hashem will take us out of the gullus, so we'll have a shenuy maisa, we'll have a shenuy makim that will leave the gullus, and again we'll have a shenuy shem, we'll be banim lamakim. Then we continue the next pasuk. And you found the lev of Avram Avinu, Naman lefanecha, trustworthy, complete, 100%. The fanecha in front of you, v'charis imay abris. The pasuk continues the same pasuk that Hashem caught with him the bris. I will explain soon which bris this is. Losses it's eretz aknani to give the land of the Knani, achiti, the chiti, amori, v'aprizi, v'ayavusi, v'agagashi. Losses lazari to give it to his children. But talk him as the varecha, and you fulfilled your word, ki tzadik ato, ato, because you are a tzadik. Now to explain this pasuk, we say, mitzosos v'vavoy. So we say l'vavoy with two vases. The Ayavis explains, this is what we say, b'chol l'vavchem, afilu b'yitzahara, based on the Yushalmi, that the Yushalmi says that Avram Avinu was Oved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even with his yitzahara, because Avram Avinu was mahapik, his yitzahara, the toiv, and it was Oved Hashem b'chol l'vavoy, with both the vavim. Naman l'fanecha, it was Naman, it was trustworthy l'fanecha. And the chiddush of this is that Avram Avinu was Oved Hashem, not just with his ma'isim, but with his heart also. His heart was complete, not just the ma'isim, but the penimius was 100% l'shma, with 100% obedience, and a ratzon to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that his entire heart, there was no penimius acheris, but everything was levav of Naman l'fanecha. And this is a chiddush that only Hashem could see, because the people see ma'isim like Kim Yar Levav, and Hashem sees the innards of the hearts. And Hashem was able to see that levav inem on the fanecho. Baran Leib points out that we said beforehand, Adu Hashem lekim Hashem b'chart about Avram mitzaysom erkazdim mitzam deshmarav, and we spoke about what Hashem did. What did Avram Avinu do? Mitzos levav inem on the fanecho, because the Malach Hashem Baruch Hu Oyzay and Yacholoy. But it's the pizchul dipesach kechudish amachar. It's the levav of a person that a person has to decide that he wants to do good, and then Hakadosh Baruch Hu Oyzay to do good, and that's what we say. Mitzos levav inem. You Hashem found the levav of Avram Avinu inem on the fanecho. Now we continue, the pasuk continues, v'charis imay abris, and you cut with him the bris, simply it's going on the bris pain of sarim. Simply it's going on the bris pain of sarim. And it's called v'charis when you establish a treaty, because the derech was that they used to be cut pieces, like Rashi tells us, al-tayra. What some Rishonim learn, it means the Bris Milah, the Charis Imay Bris, it's referring to the Bris Milah itself. And we find by the Bris Milah that Hashem promised in Parshas Lech Lecha Eretz Yisrael by the Bris, because the Bris has to do with the getting of Eretz Yisrael. Because part of it is, we can't do ketoves of the Amim in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael needs a Shmiras HaBris in order for Klal Yisrael to be Zeiche to it. And we say, V'charis Imay HaBris, if it's going into Bris Milah, the reason is, the Rekech explains, because the Medrash says that Avraham Avinu was very old, and he was worried that his hands would shake, wobble while he's doing the Bris. So Hashem cut the Bris with him, he helped him do the Bris, Hashem told him, that it'll help him, so to speak, Kaviyachu, he steadied his hand, and he's V'charis Imay HaBris, and that's why in some Kehilas they have a Minik, that the Mael says it, allowed these psukim of Bechoris Imay Abris, because the Mel is asking Hashem to be with him also when he does the Milah today, that day. Loss is to give us Eretz HaKnani. So we say over here six nations: Knani, Chiti, Amori, Aprizi, Vavusi, Vagagoshi. We leave out Achivi. Why do we leave out Achivi? They're also left out in the pasuk in Lech Lecha. The stoop shaltim in the Varshim, based on the Rekech and the Yavitz, it's one pshat. And the reason is that it needs a pshat is that the reason that they say is because the Chivi was the Givainim. And the Givainim tricked Yeshua and he ended up making a bris with them. So he didn't wipe them out and he didn't take their land from them. And therefore we don't say them. The question is, if this is the pshat, why do we say Gergashi? Because the Medrash says, as the Rekech points out, that the Gergashi were Panul Africa. They ran away to Africa not to have to fight Klal Yisrael. So if we don't say Chivi because we didn't take it away from them, they gave it up on their own when they were cursed first with Klal Yisrael, with Yeshua. So why do we say Gergashi? So Rekech explains the reason is because only part of the Gergashi went to Africa, but part of them stayed. Now we say Lasseis Lazaroi. I'm sorry, the other Mahalach is that Avram says because the Chivi weren't Choshuv and therefore they weren't mentioned. Not by Avraham Avinu and not now. For sure, in the times of Avraham Avinu they weren't mentioned, and therefore the Torah doesn't say, the Navi doesn't say now either, because in the Bris of Avraham it wasn't said. Lasseis Lazari, so we repeat Lasseis Lazari, the Redak says, because since it's a long pasuk, Kach Derech HaMikroyitz, we therefore repeat the word Lasseis. The other Mepharshim explain that it's actually referring to two different things we know, Eretz Yisrael's Yerusha from our Ovis. It has Nafkaminis, even La Alocha, that the Goyim didn't ask for, because they know the Maisad Ovis Ein Ishalai. So Klai Yisrael is Mechzek Zonim Abiseinu, it belonged to the Ovis. But Bepoel was only given to the bottom. Those are the two Lasseis. Bekayach and Dinam was given to Avraham Avinu. But Lasseis Lazari, Bepoel was given to Zari. But Togemes Devarecha, Hashem fulfilled his words. Kitzadik Ato. Now we say about Togemes Devarecha, because even though we don't say all they're supposed to be, Yudah Ratzis are supposed to be given to Avraham Avinu. Only seven of them will be given now, but the other three will be given, and that's why we only say these, because these are the ones that had the Kiyum. The other lands that were promised to Klal Yisrael weren't given, weren't fulfilled yet, and therefore we don't talk about those in these pasuk, because we're saying we're talking about the Varech, and only the Dibur of the seven was given so far. Ki Tzadik Ato, why is it called Tzadik? Fulfilling his words. So the Sheikh Yitzchak and others explain, because it's talking about when Klal Yisrael was not Roy to have what they were promised, Mitzad Maaseyim, Ava Pika and Hashem gave it to them. So therefore we say, Ki Tzadik Ato, that Tzadik is made of a combination of Chesed and Emes. And when they do it, Mitzad Emes, or if they need to come out to Chesed, but either way, Hashem fulfills it. And he gave it to Klal Yisrael, even though they weren't deserving. But Teren Hashem saw us on Yaviseinu, the affliction of our fathers, forefathers, b'Mitzrayim, b'Mitzrayim. And we say Oni, without the Vav, we don't say Oini. B'Shem Shalom says it's coming to allude to B'Shem the Piskda, Psikda, that's coming to allude to the Oni, the poverty, not the physical poverty, but the spiritual poverty that Klal Yisrael was in the Memtesh Haritomei, and if they fallen anymore, they wouldn't have been Zeicha to come out. So we say this, Ani Aviseinu, Hashem saw the oppression, and he also saw the spiritual Ani, the poverty and spirituality of our forefathers in Mitzrayim. Mezakotam Shamata al Yamsuf, and Hashem heard their tzakos, their cries on the Yamsuf. Now why does it say Mezakotam Shamata al Yamsuf, the Rishonim asked, the Chari heard it in Mitzrayim also. So the Rishayim say Pshat that in Mitzrayim they weren't always able to be tzayik. Only Vayachu Yisrael and Avoda. That's when they were able to be tzayik. But the regular times they weren't able to be tzayik. But the Siach Yitzchak has a different Pshat, because in Mitzrayim they weren't tzayicha. Mitzad their tzakas itself, because Klal Yisrael didn't have their own tzchosim. But as the pasuk says, "Vatzayves tzakosim shamati mipnei noikzov," I heard their tzakos because of their oppressors. The reason that they were answered in Mitzrayim was because of the oppression and the slave labor, the harsh labor that Mitzrayim made them do. But now that they're Schosim itself, when they went into the Midbar, the Mesiras Nefesh of Klai, so that they went and they had Amunah, they went into the Midbar. And furthermore, right now, the Mesiras Nefesh of Nachshon Ben Aminadov, they jumped into the Yam. That schus gave it. The Hashem listened to Klai Yisrael's tzayko then and there in the schus of their tzayko. And at that point, the Yams have split in the schus of their tzayko alone. And therefore we say that Zakosim Shamato, the Hashem heard and he listened and he took action because of their tzaykos in itself, Al Yamsuf and the Yamsuf. But he did Hashem put Isis Umaivsim. Isis are signs, Umaivsim, miracles. And the Machaikas in the Medrash of Isis and Umaivsim are one thing or it's two things. So if it's one thing, it's understood. If it's two things, it's the Machaikas and Rishayim what it is. The Rambam says Isis is an ace that was promised beforehand. Maivsim is an ace that was not promised beforehand. It just comes. The Gra says that Isis is a sign that there will be an ace. It's not the tachas of the ace itself. Like we find by Gidrin, when he said that the towel will be on it, it will be a sign that Hashem will make them win. Or the Isis that Hashem gave Maisha, that it was Mahapach, the Yamadam, that he'll take them out of Mitzrayim. Those are Isis. They're signs of a future nace that will happen. Maivsim are the nisim itself that happened later on. The Paru v'chol avodov, we start off with Paru and then v'chol avodov, because Paru was maskal tchilo and therefore he was punished first. And we mentioned him first in punishment. V'chol amartzai, everybody that was living in this land, because the Ma'akas were only in Eretz Yisrael. But the Mepharshim say furthermore, there's another reason we say v'chol amartzai, because anybody, even from other Ummas that was in Mitzrayim, they were punished by Makas Mechiris, as Chazal tell us. And therefore we say, Bechol Am, Artsay, any Am that was in his land was punished with Makas Mechiris, they had these Maivsim. Kia Data, because you Hashem know, Kia Zidu Aleim, that they were amazed, and the Mepharshim say this is coming to answer the question, that if they're only Mekayim, the Xerim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kali Yisrael has to be Avodim and Golos for 400 years. Why is it that they got punished? And the answer is, Ki Yazidu Aleim, they did it Bizod and Leib, they didn't do it to Mekayim, the Xerim HaShem. But they did it because of the richness of their hearts. They did it with a bad intent, and they were ma'abed them worse than what Hashem wanted. There was a Kaish HaShiva, that's why they were to go out early. So you see that they did it because of their richness, and that because of the Xerim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Yazidu, they were Mezidim Aleim, and they're ruling over them. And that's why they got punished. The Mepharshim also say that it means that Midah Keneged Midah. The Lashon Mezid is Kedera Shabashul Ba. That Hashem did to them, Midah Keneged Midah, what they did, they got punished with. But Tas Lechon Hashem made for himself shame Kayom Azeh, because one of the Tachlis Lesim of the Nisim was, L'man Tesabe Ba'azne Bincho Ve'avincho, L'man Ribeis Ma'ivsai, that Hashem wanted to make, besides the punishment of Klai Yisrael, but it's L'man Ribeis Ma'ivsai that should be talked about. And that's what V'tas Lechon Hashem Kayom Azeh. Now we say Kayom Azeh, because it was a miracle that was done in public, the Mepharshim explained, and therefore it was indisputable, no one could argue it. And that's why we say, Kayyam Azeh, it was clear as day, as this day. So too, it was clear that these Nisim happened, there was no doubting it at the time, there were public Nisim, not Nisim that are claimed, that were done, that no one witnessed, but these were Nisim that were made, the Fnei Kol Olam, the Mayim of the whole world was split, and everybody knows about it, there was no disputing it. Vayom Bakato, and the Yamsuf, you split Mifneim in front of them, Vayavru B'Sai Chayom, and it went in the Yam, Baya Bosho, on dry land. Eshertfeim, and those that were chasing them, Mishlachtav Mitzalus, you threw into the depths. And the Mepharshim says, that's Mishlachtav Mitzalus, that Hashem threw them in, it means even those that were on the Sure, they hadn't got into it yet when the waters came crashing back. Still, Hashem threw them in. Kimo Yoeven, like stone. And Evan is the Rekech, says the Beinim, as Rashi tells us in Beshalach. Because the Rishayim were like cash, floating around for a while till they got their punishment. The Beinim were like Evan. And the Tzadikim were like lead, they went down. So we say the Beinim, we're not talking about the Rishayim over here, and the reason is, based on this, what we said beforehand, it's the Ritfeim that were on the beaches, that are on the shore, that Hashem had to throw them in. The biggest Rishayim that were in the Yamsaf already when the waters came crashing. But it's those that hadn't reached the waters yet, they weren't the leaders of the pack, they weren't the instigators. Still, Hashem threw them in, and they went in Kehevin. Vimayim Azim, in strong waters. Strong rushing waters. And Rechayim Kehaskin says that what we're saying here is that the Gemara Bava Basra tells us a story of something that floated, and the Gemara says it's Sheva Shnin, it's 7 years, and it didn't reach the bottom yet. Not because it's so deep, the waters at that point, but from the Karot Vimayo, that the strong currents, and that prevents something from floating, from sinking down all the way. The strong currents. So we're saying over here that even though it wasn't such a heavy thing, we're not talking about the ones that were bars of Evan, which is not so heavy. It doesn't go down as much. But still Hashem threw it to the depths. Even though it was Karatz Vimaya, even though it was such strong waves, still Hashem was able to throw an Evan, not such a strong thing, down, and the nace was, and it went down like a stone usually goes down. Now we said in the beginning of the Pasuk, they went in the middle of the Yam by Yabosha. Why is it called B'soich Hayom if the Yam wasn't there anymore? So some say that it means where the Yam used to be. Others say, based on the Radak in Yeshaya, that the Pasuk says, Lord, they Kemayim L'Yam Echasim. So the Radak says, what does it mean, Kemayim L'Yam Echasim? The Yam refers to the outside, the shell of what the water is in. And the water covers that. So Kemayim L'Yam Echasim, Vayavu B'Soich Hayam, they went into the earth underneath it, the frame of the ocean, that's called the Yam, and that's what they went, B'Soich Hayam by Yabosho. So they say over here, that's what it means, based on this Radak. But as we explained previously, from the Gemara above the Basra, Tzadik Gimel, seems like the Gemara Darshans, that it means Sarish Hayam over there. The Pshudish of the Gemara, the Pashas of the Gemara, the way the Rashbam explains it is, what was bothering the Gemara was that the Yam is the water. So therefore the Gemara says, Kemayim L'Sarish HaYam Echasim, that's covering the Sarish HaYam. So if that's the case, it needs a new Pshat. But there's a fascinating Goyin in Yeshaya, Kapitul Ches, that the Goyin says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he made Kriyas Yamsof, didn't split the waters as they are all the way to the depths. Because if that would be the case, Klai Yisrael would have to go down a tremendous incline and come up a tremendous... they would have to go down a tremendous slope and go up a tremendous incline on the way up. And it would be a tirchi gedolah for them to go up and down on the way in and on the way out. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them a major taivas as the going. And he sort of froze over the waters. He made it a dry surface. He made the waters turn into a hard, dry thing, and Klai Yisrael walked on top of it. It came a yabasha, came dry. And on that, Klai Yisrael walked. So what water split? That's only the waters that were above sea level. The waves or the high points of the water. Those are the waters that split. Only the upper waters, those are the ones that split. But they were Yavir B'Soich Hayom because the waters were still there. That they went on these waters that turned into hard surface. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this type of Klal Yisrael, that he didn't make them go down, but he left it as a flat surface equal to sea level. The Klal Yisrael didn't have to go up and down. And that's the Vayavu B'Soich Hayom, that they didn't have to go up and down when they went, but they were able to go in a straight way without a Tarech Gadol.